Good morning, 1027, 1035 WICY, your feel-good tunes of the 80s and more. It's John Kazar with you. We're going to dive inside the community with those at Alice Hyde. It's Jennifer Shull with us. She is a pediatric nurse practitioner at Alice Hyde Medical Center. And Jen, we've had you on before, right?
Yes.
Yes, and we're glad to have you back as we do have some updates on some topics that are affecting so many people right now, and that is questions on the school year that many parents are having. Dive in for us.
We are all facing a ton of uncertainty, anxieties when it comes to beginning the school year up here in the North Country. We're having parents come to us with questions on masking, what they can do to keep their families and children safe and healthy. You know, we don't have time to cover all those questions, but I do encourage everyone to reach out to our blog on Alice Hyde's website. There's a couple blogs Dr. Ordonez and I have written to answer some of those questions.
But those questions, some of them right now, we're gonna focus on a little bit because they're kind of eager to be answered from a lot of parents. So let's start off with how to get a child to wear a mask at school.
Number one thing, practice. Mm-hmm. I can't say that enough. So have your kid wear the mask at home. If they're on a screen, watching TV, any of those things that they really get involved in, have them put their mask on. And if you notice them taking the mask off, take that screen away. Oftentimes, a positive environment, knowing it's fun and enjoyable, they'll wear that mask even better. And again, role model those positive behaviors, and it's less of a fight when they do get to school in public places.
Right. And speaking of, how they can be uncomfortable, do they get any mask breaks at school? And not that they're that uncomfortable, but you know how children are.
Thankfully, the districts are giving kids mask breaks. So when social distancing can be possible, so when they're sitting down at the desk in the classroom, absolutely. But when they're up and about moving, they need to wear their mask. So yes, breaks are happening.
Plenty of sense that makes. How do I keep my child healthy and safe during the school year?
Well, keep an eye on your kid. If they're having any signs of illness, fevers over 100 degrees, sore throats, cough, diarrhea, severe headaches, body aches, they should not go to school. The schools don't want them there when they're sick. It's important to make sure your kids are up to date on vaccines. Practice, great hygiene, hand washing, masking. Talk to your child about what they're going to be doing at school for those precautions, like social distancing, wearing the mask, hand washing. Do not share objects like bottles, water bottles, books, and other devices. Create a family plan to protect family members that are at higher risk of severe illness. And, make sure you know what the school's policies are on these things, and make sure they have those emergency contacts up to date so they know who to call.
Right, absolutely. And this is like a checklist a lot of people need to be writing down right now. But if parents want more information on this kind of stuff, again, there's a place that they can go. You mentioned the website.
Yes.
Okay, there's a blog on the Alice Hyde website. And again,
there is.
You guys are updating this whenever you get new information that's worthy of posting up, correct?
Yes, we are.
Beautiful. All right, Jen. Well, it is Jennifer Shull with us. She is one of the pediatric nurse practitioners at Alice Hyde Medical Center. And apparently she's with us now every few weeks. We look forward to seeing you again, Jennifer, or talking to you, I should say.
Yes, I look forward to talking to you guys soon enough.
Ah, you did it too. I know we're not actually seeing each other, but, we all get it here, and we do appreciate having you, so thank you. All right, it's 1027-1035 WICY, Inside the Community.